What's up?
What's up, dog?
Nothing, just laying here in a bubble bath.
Just lounging.
That sounds comfortable.
So you're having a little bath?
I'm in a bubble bath.
All right. Well,
nothing wrong could happen here.
At least Jordan.
I lit some candles. I got a little bit of bubbly. Watching my little pecker float around. I'm ready.
Yeah. Definitely.
Nothing says bubble bath with champagne like Doolittle.
Doolittle, the luxurious champagne of films.
That's what they used to call my penis in college, Doolittle. And for some reason, it could only speak to pigs.
Oh, dude, quarantine has made you even weirder than you already were.
Yo, movie nerds! Welcome to What They Should've Done.
What They Should've Done.
The best ideas by the worst people.
I just got an amazing idea.
A podcast where we deconstruct films and say what filmmakers could've done to make films just that much better.
Now, here's your host, Raymond Strife, Sarah Casey, and Tony G.
Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode of What They Should've Done. I'm one of your hosts, Tony G.
I'm Raymond Strife.
And I'm Sarah Casey.
All right, and this week was Sarah's pick. What movie did you pick this week, Sarah?
I picked a movie that the three of us had discussed going to the theater to see right before the shelter at home stuff. And that movie is called Doolittle, starring Woo! Robert Downey Jr.
Well, at least one thing.
Yeah, we didn't have to pay movie prices to go see this movie.
I would have enjoyed seeing it with you guys.
I really would have enjoyed seeing this movie with you guys.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't hate it. For what it was all right, whatever.
If you were a child under the age of 12, this movie is not a bad movie.
Yeah, it's not. I didn't think it was horrible. I mean, I was like, all right, I'm not really into like action adventure. I'm not into like these kinds of like movies. But I was like, all right, whatever. It was there.
I mean, it was pretty dull, and there's a lot of poor choices, I thought, which I think come from a lot of the reshoots they probably did.
Oh, yeah.
But I really, really enjoyed the animated part.
Yeah, me too. I wish the whole movie was like this.
Dude, that's where they blew it. I mean, that was probably an afterthought from what they cut. And then reshot. They probably did that for background because, like, their movie was missing chunks. Yeah. But man, I was like 20 minutes into real world, and I was like, man, they blew it. They could have just made an animated movie, and I would have been on board.
I really liked this movie until the parrot started talking.
She's the narrator.
Well, she's the narrator, but I mean, like, until the point where he shot the squirrel, and the parrot is just like, Polly.
Oh my God!
Done.
Did we dive right in since you brought us there? Did I just dive right in?
Well, you did bring us right in because the open of this movie is a really cool, like, animated rotoscoped kind of intro, and it's super awesome.
And
it brings you in.
It's like cel shaded, but classic animation though.
Yeah.
And the music is really good. I thought the music, the main theme was like it was like an original. I thought it was a Disney movie when that music was playing.
I think Steve did too. I watched it with him.
It's Universal.
Yeah, it is Universal.
So, the whole time I thought it was Disney. I was talking shit on Disney the whole time, and then I remember.
So I actually have a question for you guys. Can anyone name a really, really standout, awesome Universal family film?
Just like in general?
Yeah.
Like Goonies?
Goonies, I don't think that's Universal.
Oh, you mean the movie company Universal?
Yeah.
Was
Harry and the Hendersons?
I don't know.
Is Harry and the Hendersons Universal?
Because I
think,
like,
it was.
I thought this was a Disney movie too, and then I saw it was Universal, and I'm like thinking in my head, like, man, is that even in their wheelhouse? Is that something they really do? Like, they do movies that are like relatively PG, G-rated, but they're, like, not geared towards families. Like, this is like a go to the movies with your parents movie, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is what the first Dr. Doolittle not put out by Fox.
Fox, right? Yeah.
They did all the other ones.
They did the original, too.
Yeah, yeah. Which was a bomb.
Yeah, I love that movie, though.
I never saw the original one.
It's a musical, and it's not a real musical. They just have a Dr. Doolittle song he sings, like, twice. But, like, it's a cool fucking movie. It's like Willy Wonka with animals.
So, Sarah, to answer your question, Universal Family Films, Cats.
Ah, well, there you go. That answers my question.
So Universal's real good with us.
They're real good with us, but, like, maybe, you know, family movies aren't their thing. Because I didn't like this movie at all.
How about... All right.
At all?
I was like, because I've heard... One of the reasons I wanted to do this was because I heard such awful things about performances and the movie in general. And I was like, ooh, maybe they're all wrong. Like, that whole intro was really cool. I liked how they were setting stuff up with the squirrel thing. I was like, oh, that's kind of cute. Like, this could be kind of interesting. And then as soon as the animals started talking, I was like, ooh, no, I don't like this. And then Robert Downey Jr. starts talking in animal. And I was like, oh, God, no.
It's a movie about a guy who talks to animals.
I know, but, like, I know. Man, it's a movie about a guy who talks. There's just something about it. It just came across too cheesy. Like, the pacing was off. So, like, all of the jokes landed with absolute, like, they were corny jokes, but it's a family movie. You can still have corny jokes that are enjoyable.
They reshot it because the jokes in the first version weren't landing. That was a big part of why.
It was the pacing. Like, they wouldn't leave enough room for anyone to react or catch a joke.
I had less of a problem with his animal talk than his real Welsh accent.
Was it Welsh or Scottish?
That's what he was going for.
It was awful.
I was like, is he trying to be Irish or Scottish or Welsh? And I looked it up, and he was trying to imitate a real-life guy and do a Welsh accent.
Yeah, the guy did a cremation.
So here's my other problem with this movie, and it's probably the bigger issue, aside from fucking Robert Downey Jr. speaking in gorilla, whatever. Anyway, it's that this movie has so much fucking Oscar bait talent behind it, and all those performances were just like, was just everyone needed a paycheck that month? Like,
yeah, why the fuck was Tom Holland in this movie, dude? They sidelined his character in the first 20 minutes.
Yes.
He's easily the one of the biggest fucking actors in this movie. He has five lines.
Emma Thompson has like a huge role in this.
At least she's in the whole movie at least. To Tom Holland, I was like, why the fuck? They should have let Tom Holland play the boy, because the dude who plays the boy is a fucking idiot.
Yeah, like the kid actors are awful. That girl was god awful.
That kid, his whole job was to have a stupid look on his face, and I guess he nailed it, but I couldn't fucking stand him. That was the worst. He is the worst character, and that was the worst actor they could have picked for it.
Who was Tom Holland? What character was
Tom Holland? Was the dog.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like an old man or something.
John Cena was the polar bear. Was Ricky Schneider was the polar bear?
Yeah, I think I was excited the whole time.
Everyone hears.
Yo, Craig Robinson was the squirrel, though, and that was one of the only parts of the movie that made me laugh, was the squirrel's dialogue. Like, that cracked me up.
He's coming to finish the job!
Yeah, dude, I was laughing my ass off at that part.
Fucking Ralph.
There was a couple really funny parts I was like really laughing.
Did not laugh once.
What?
I did not laugh
even
at
Craig
once.
Robinson?
No. I thought it... No. I didn't like it. I was very disappointed. And I like... A lot of these actors and actresses, and I don't understand it. Like, I'm not cold-hearted. Like, I like family movies.
It's not
a bad family movie. Like, really.
Sarah, you didn't think it was funny, like, when the no-chin guy was like, how's he doing that? And the guy's like, well, it looks like Dr. Doolittle and the polar bear. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, this is bad.
I thought that part was bad, too.
Oh, I thought that was funny.
I thought every... human in this who wasn't a superstar was like the worst actor ever. Like it was like they spent no money on the extras.
Yeah, they spent a lot of money on these names.
But then every like no name actor and it was like so bad, garbage. Like worse than high school.
Oh, I didn't think it was that bad.
It was kind of bad, dude.
The way it was shot weird too. Like there's a weird like handy cam scene on the boat, and then when they're cut to the Martin Sheen dude or not whatever his name is, the bad guy. He like it looked really flat, like on a really cheap set. It was like weird. Like it wasn't just the pacing that was off. It was like when they'd switch from character to character when they shot different stuff. It was really weird. Like the tone would change.
I feel like the CGI went back and forth with being really good and really awful.
Sometimes it was so bad. That scene with the giraffe.
Yeah.
I was like, this looks like dog shit. What the fuck? Like it would have been so much better making it just a full animated movie. And I kept blaming Disney, and it was Universal. I was like, Disney can make The Lion King look the way it looked, and then they'd have this giraffe looks like a fucking dumb cartoon.
Like, it would be sometimes in the same scene. Like, it would cut to an animal, like, back and forth, and one shot would look really believable, and the next shot just, like, ugh, god-awful.
Yeah.
The dog was really bad with that.
A lot went wrong here.
I think so.
Yeah, because they tried to make them all look kind of real, and then the dog has like glasses on, and they want you to think it's like human. It was so dumb. You can't make it was like Goofy versus Pluto.
I thought that dog was a human for a while, and then I was like, oh shit, that's just a dog in glasses. I was so fucking confused.
Tony was like, that was a hot date.
You didn't think it was funny, like, when that kid had to go in disguise and had on the stupid beard?
But why would the kid have to even be in a disguise?
Why was the kid in the disguise?
Why only Dr. Doolittle would have to be in disguise?
It made no hilarious. Sense.
And then he's like, "Don't make sure you don't take your beard off." And then he takes it off.
Yeah. Or how about, like, when they're like, "We're under attack," and everyone's like, "Fuck yeah!" And they all get excited. I thought that was pretty cool.
I didn't like it.
The only thing I thought was cool was Craig Robinson as a squirrel, and I like the scene with the whale. I like underwater stuff. I thought that looked cool. That was like a big adventure scene for me. I was like, this is an epic fucking thing they're doing. But pretty much everything else, I didn't hate it. I just kept saying, this isn't for me. I think it's done bad. But if I was like not 8 or 9 years old, I probably would have really liked it.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
If I was a kid, I probably would watch this like all the time.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Anything with a ship. Anything where they leave their town on a ship and go fight bad guys is like the shit. You're like, yeah, I want to do that one day when you're a kid.
Yeah, like now I can't stand it because, you know, I don't like to leave my house. But it's like, what would you have done different, Sarah? You seem to hate this movie.
I didn't really like it.
What should they have done?
Well,
what should they?
I did a little bit of a deep dive here, right? And I was reading about the history of Dr. Doolittle. And I read that Dr. Doolittle, according to the all-knowing, all-encompassing Wikipedia, Dr. Doolittle first appeared in the original author's illustrated letters to his children, written while he was in the trenches during World War I, when actual news, he later said, was either too horrible or too dull. So he made up this character while he was at war, and instead of talking about, like, all the bullshit he was seeing, he just made up a character and wrote stories. Part of me, I mean, I'd like to see that movie somehow.
Like a movie about the creator?
Like a weird, like, Finding Neverlandy kind of thing with Robert Downey Jr. kind of cut in acting out those scenes. That could be kind of cool.
I wouldn't guess that's Robert Downey Jr. Like,
the pacing of this just was weird. It was just fucking weird, especially for a family movie too. Like it went from it was like way too rushed. This is not a normal short kids movie length either. It's kind of longer, but it's like races through some things and then holds on others. Like I got Like the fucking, the constipated dragon?
Yeah, with the, for like no fucking reason, yeah.
Or like him, the gorilla kicking the tiger in the nuts?
Yeah, like, that was my favorite.
Like, I know you love that, but I just feel like it was just weird. It was, the humor was really weird in this.
I wish that they held longer when the good Dr. Doolittle gives the dragon a colonoscopy.
That's what I mean. Like,
he sticks a leak up his ass.
How much longer would you, like, how many more things would you like him to pull out of the dragon's ass?
And I was wondering, I'm like, I know that leak's going to be back at some point. How are they going to use this? And in my brain, I'm like, well, they're obviously not going to stick it up a dragon's ass. And then what do you know?
Hey, plot twist.
I'm watching Iron Man himself pull iron armor out of a dragon.
That's what I mean. Like, this is a... So many people in this movie are A-list actors, Oscar winners, Oscar nominees, and they're just doing, like, bizarro, cheesy slapstick. And I don't know where the problem was. Was it the writing? Was it the story? I feel like it can't be the direction, because they're not even like acting with each other. It's like,
yeah, they
three
just
people
smashed a bunch
CGI.
Of shit together.
I mean, they still just get directed on how to act, you know, like in the vocal booth.
The dude who directed this is a terrible director. He did Gold. Movie, right? Did you guys see Gold? The McConaughey Gold?
No. He did Traffic and some
But he was a writer on Traffic. He didn't direct Traffic, right?
Oh. No.
But yeah, the guy Gold was so bad, dude. Like, this is right there with it. The same kind of directing style where like instead of having real ends to scenes, it's like he just shot scenes and then ended them himself abruptly and then mashed the shit together. That's what it felt like to me.
Five people wrote this, and I guarantee you that's why it was so disjointed.
Yeah, well, they had to do tons of reshoots, too.
Yeah, like Ray was saying, yeah, like they said the first screenings were, like, horrible. So they went in. They even tried to get Seth Rogen to come in and do it. That's
yep, they did. Yeah, I read that, too. And it's funny, too. There's that scene with the rabbit in the prison. That was Will Arnett.
Yeah, that was pretty funny too.
And he's not credited for some reason. I'd like to know more about that story.
Yeah, that was a pretty decent chunk of a role to not get credited.
I know, and he's Will Arnett. Like, what, they just didn't want to pay him?
They
or
credit
what?
His wife, and his wife was in, like, 2 seconds that they slow-mo'd to, like, a minute.
And he's like, take my name off this bag of shit.
Yeah.
I'm Lego Batman.
He didn't want it to ruin his Lego Batman.
Yeah.
But yeah, go ahead.
I have a couple of what they should have done. I would have rather have had Robert Downey just fucking have a flat American accent than how bad the Welsh one was. Like, you know, honestly, like, who cares? Like, just fucking let him speak American, like a flat English. Let everyone else be English and let him have an American. I don't give a fuck because he's Dr. Doolittle. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, but he never does anything simple. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, even in Sherlock Holmes, he barely had an English accent. Do that English accent. It was I don't understand what this forcing this Welsh thing that like just didn't work. I don't know how like other rest of the cast kept it together on set while
they
he did
there,
this.
Right?
That's right.
There.
Yeah,
exactly.
Good call. My other what they should have done, which is like a really weird. I don't know if it was like a lateral move to what the first cut of this movie was, but why? Well, the train's coming. I gotta go, guys.
Oh, sorry. Wow, you can hear that every night at about this time. A train runs through my town.
I was kind of scared. It's a ghost train in my house. What I don't get is why introduce this young actress for her to not be in the movie. Why wasn't it, like the young man goes on the adventure? Why wouldn't the queen or somebody send her, like, oh, make sure you go. So now we have a boy and girl, tween, like, love interest, but also, like, for the younger people, now there's a girl adventurer, too. Like, why was she in this movie if she wasn't going to be in the whole fucking movie? Like, I couldn't believe, I was like, oh, here we go. Here's, like, the young heroine. Nope. She's not in the whole fucking movie. She has two scenes. Why would they even send her? Just send a mailman to get the fucking
go send like a 12-year-old girl to some recluse's house who hasn't spoken to human being in years and is known to talk to animals and has gone crazy since his wife died.
Why would they do that? Like, in my mind, there's no way she wasn't in the first cut of this movie as an adventurer. And in the second, it made no sense to me.
She was an awful actress, so maybe she was and they cut it.
She couldn't have been any worse than that kid.
No, there's no way they could cut her out for that movie. Like, if they filmed other scenes and re-edited it to cut her out, there's no way that was possible. Because he tells her to stay there. He's like, stay here and make sure that you're the only one who cooks and cleans shit.
That's so dumb. Why? Like, it makes no sense. That's where five people write in this movie. It's like if someone wrote the first half hour, yeah, and then someone else took over from there, and they were like, I don't like the girl character.
I think it feels like they all took turns.
Yeah, that sucks. That's the worst way to write a movie ever.
Because, like, go ahead.
They all went off on their separate ways. We're like, okay, you write this scene through that scene. I'll write this scene through that scene. We'll all meet back here in a week and put it all together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible way to write a movie. That explains the pacing problems, too.
It's weird. Like,
it is fucking weird.
It's too many different movies in one. It doesn't make sense. It's fucking weird. Like, any good family movie, it has one theme, it has one goal, and you spend a lot of time getting to love all those characters. That's
what was the theme?
Yeah, what is the theme? This goes from a swashbuckle kind of movie to like a Lord of the Rings to like.
Right, and from the intro, you think it would be about him finding his way.
Yeah.
And what they should have done too, which I'm sure you guys expected this at some point, his wife to show up, right?
Like when he
No, his wife's.
I was expecting his wife to be at the tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Part of me kind of liked that she wasn't because it seemed predictable. But
he could have at least gotten closure.
Like our ghost should have been there. Or something, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's like, I've been here all along, you know, I'm with you all the time, or something dumb, you know what I mean? They should have done something like that.
Some sort of closure for his character would have been very.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
That's what. Oh, okay, cool. That the whole first half hour spent in the animation with her, a shipwreck at sea, and then they're going to the same place she shipwrecked at sea. It's cliched, but you think his wife's coming back.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then if you're not going to do that, this is a kid's movie. So, yeah, make it about accepting death and learning how to live life after death and make that about his life with his new friends and how he wants to go on living and you can still be happy. Well, none of that happened.
Agreed. It was weird motives that made the end of the movie happen, and it wasn't like the threads that started the movie, like him losing his wife and not wanting to like help people anymore, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, you know what, yeah, I am gonna help people now.
And why would they go to Antonio Banderas Island to get a book she wrote that gets them to the fruit? How did they get that book if she died in a shipwreck on her way to get it?
Because he said it's the only thing they found. It's the only thing that
in the what? In the ocean?
In the shipwreck, yeah.
What?
But what? Why? In real life, why does he need that? Why does he just ask the whales or ask the fish how to get to this island?
I'd rather cut out the whole Antonio Banderas Island bullshit and just have him traversing the world, like Middle Earth, and like talking to animals to find this tree.
That was Nicolas Cage.
I was just going to say that. It's supposed to be Nicolas Cage. That would have been so much better.
I don't know.
Then I would be in. Anything that Nicolas Cage does, I'm in. The worse, the better. I want to see him do whatever he wants. I would have loved that.
El Mariachi again, though.
I do like Banderas, though. But but that scene, all that was them trying to make this a Pirates of the Caribbean. Now they're in this crazy exotic place for these scenes.
Such a weird twist for this.
I know.
It's like, why am I You know what I mean? Like, he's fucking Dr. Doolittle, and he's got a whole quorum of fucking animals following him around, polar bears and gorillas and ostrich and what have you. So he puts them all on a boat? Like, why? I'd rather him go around the countryside and, like, and talk to other animals to get to where he needs to go. That's a better
movie. When they try to kill him with the tiger, and they take the boy out of there, then the boy's at dinner with Antonio Banderas and his crew, and he's like, "You're one of us now." Why?
Yeah, that's weird.
Why would he be one of them now?
And then he does that face-off thing, and
he did it, like, a little too sensually.
It was weird.
Yeah, I agree, man. I was like, what the fuck is happening here? This makes no sense.
Well, there were, like, no women on that island, so maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, ever since Robert Downey Jr. took the only one and then got killed.
They're like, oh, you're one of us now, boy. Eat up.
That's why the rabbit was in jail.
Yeah, this movie.
What was I going to say? I had another one. Fuck, I lost it. The kid had a dumb face. What was that kid's face's problem?
I have another note, and it's on the island. I think I had a lot of problems with the whole Antonio Banderas land. So the fucking Godfather Carpenter ants.
Oh yeah.
What
was his name?
Shit?
Don LeCarp, something with a funny Italian name.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, and the dude from who played the dragonfly is the guy from How'd This Get Made.
Yeah, it's Jason Mantzoukas.
Dude, I wonder if they'll do his own movie on that show. That would be so fucking funny.
I don't know. They might. I'll have to keep
that would
an
be
eye
so
out.
Good because it's like they could just ask him. How the fuck this get made, bro?
I want to ask him.
Like, and he'll be like, I don't know. I spent 4 hours in the recording booth, and then a year and a half later, this movie bombed.
He'll be like, I was the only one who had nothing at stake. No little kid knows who I am.
Yeah, right? He's like, I was in John Wick 3. I don't give a shit.
Oh, man.
Speaking of bombed, this movie bombed so fucking hard.
Yeah, but they made it back in worldwide,
yeah.
I think. That's
what
I was reading.
But I feel like they spent a lot on advertising for this, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like a lot.
One of the things I was going to say is what they should have done really wasn't the movie. It was advertising. Like, I don't know why they advertised this thing as like... Like, they advertise it like it's like an epic, like, serious movie.
Yeah.
Like, watch it. It's just a dumb, goofy kids movie. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
yes.
They tried to market it like, again, like on Pirates of the Caribbean, like, all this epic music and sad music. And you're like, oh, really? You're going to take Dr. Doolittle this seriously? But then you watch the movie, and it's just dumb kids. You know what I mean? It's just a dumb kids movie. I think they
even
marketed
though-
it as a dumb kids movie, it would have made a lot more money.
Yeah, for sure. And even as he acts all eccentric... And it's like almost like, dude, you want this to be your Pirates of the Caribbean. And he wanted that to be like his Johnny Depp role.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's trying to be a weirdo.
He wanted to make 12 more of these fucking things.
Yeah, for sure. And then I was thinking, that though, on the other end of that, like how funny it would be if Disney was like, well, you know we own you, right? So go tank this movie for Universal. Go assassinate this film.
Well, he's done, right? He's dead, so he don't marry him no more.
Yeah, but so what? That could be behind closed doors. They got his family or something.
They got.
I would have. So I know I said earlier that I really don't like Robert Downey Jr. when he's talking in animal language, and I get that it's Dr. Doolittle, but the way this movie was, I might not have hated it so much if they didn't take it so seriously. Like if they're like when he's in the fucking Queen's chambers and there's all those people around, if they did a few random cuts from like one of those pages, like point of view, and it's just like Robert Downey Jr. speaking in dog over like
yeah.
They do, but I don't know. I feel like they just take it way too seriously.
Well, the octopus part was funny.
When he became like Sherlock Holmes, all of a sudden, like now he's a detective.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, and then one thing I don't like, too, is to my memory, in every other version of Dr. Doolittle, he can just speak to animals. It's like his gift. It's not like he learned their language.
Yes.
So, like, why the fuck is this kid learning to speak different animals? Like,
yes.
Like, if you could just do that, then everybody would do it. Like, why would that kid, the kid just know? He's like, ooh, ah, that's this, right? And he's like, you got it. That was so annoying. Like, nothing about this kid was special for him to have this gift.
He loved animals. He had midichlorians in his blood.
Yeah.
He got accepted by Dr. Doolittle and that whole gang way too quickly.
Right, and he walks, he follows the parrot to the house, and his fucking uncle and cousin never give a fuck about him again. They just leave him in the woods to die, and he never they never come back for him. His life that he had for 16 years never comes into play. Yeah, that was all killing me. Him learning to fucking speak animal was pissing me off. Like, yes. It was taking me out of the movie. The whole reason Dr. Doolittle's special is because that's like his gift.
I hated that. I hated that whole plot point.
It's so bad.
It makes no sense. I mean, the whole premise doesn't make sense. I get it. But, like, that's
right. But what they should have done there is, like, all this is so we're, like, agreed that this is for a younger age than they advertise. What they do there is you can teach this kid how to be, he wants to be a veterinarian. Teach him how to be a veterinarian. He doesn't have to talk to fucking animals.
Yes.
Make that the message.
That should
you
be
can
the
learn
message.
How to help without that. Like, that, all this stuff was, like, wasted opportunities. The only part that they do of, like, a kid's moral thing was when the gorilla fucks up on the boat and Dr. Doolittle almost drowns. And then the gorilla feels bad. And Dr. Doolittle's like, it's okay to be scared. I actually almost teared the fuck up at that part because it was, like, a very sincere moment. It was, like, a good moment for a kid to see, like, it's okay to be afraid sometimes.
Yeah.
And I thought they handled that really well. I had a little frog in my throat. I was like oh, that was a good moment. And they could have been doing that every 10 minutes and they just blew it. Like, they were never doing that ever. There was no lesson to be learned by anything.
It's just weird, man. It's just fucking weird.
Even the dragon, it could have been like the classic thorn in the paw.
That's what I thought it was. But it wasn't a thorn in the paw. It was a fucking bagpipe in the ass.
I know, but she wasn't. But that's not why she was killing people. She's killing people because she's protecting the tree.
And she's also sad.
Yeah, she's also sad because she had a bagpipe up her ass.
No, she was sad because her husband died. They couldn't pin down one problem with the fucking dragon.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Ray, have you ever had a bagpipe up your ass? That was the problem, my friend.
If I recall, I did once, and when I finally passed it, I farted profusely for about 3 minutes straight, just like that dragon.
Yeah, it was. She played that Scottish funeral hymn.
Tommy boy, the pipes.
It was Sarah passed the bagpipe, and it was the whole soundtrack to Braveheart.
a missed opportunity there for what? Like, what was that? Like the kid could have helped him, and
right,
it would have been something not ridiculous, like this person not digesting armor and a bagpipe and getting constipated because of it.
How bad was the kid at that part too? He's like, keep her calm. And he's just like dancing around the CG dragon. Like a weird video game where you're hitting the buttons and the fighter is just moving his arms. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Why couldn't they get this kid a green ball stand-in? Why is this kid like, it was like a bad weatherman moment. He's just like hitting his arms around to nothing. We've come so far with this shit. Like, it looks so fucking bad. I couldn't believe it.
It was really bad.
Oh, another thing, too, like, I don't want to just skip to the end, but they have this beautiful half-hour opening animated.
Yes.
Then at the end, they stop the guy who's, like, won an Oscar, and he's, like, starts trying to kill people with a knife. They stop him, and then the movie's just over, and then the credits are portraits of them getting awards from the Queen, like in a Star Wars type manner.
Yep.
Why wouldn't they just do that at the end? Or do that at the end with the animation we had in the beginning?
Yep.
Why the fuck would they just have these terribly drawn portraits?
I didn't watch it. As soon as it got to the credits, I'm like, I'm out.
Dude, it was like such a I like look forward to big budget movies when they have like cool credits at the end. I go, oh man, what are they going to do here artsy wise? That one was so beat. It was so fucking lame.
So as soon as you saw credits, you left? Because there was a scene in the credits.
Oh, yeah, there's a post-credit scene, dude.
Oh, no, I left.
Universal was like, let's do this post-credit scene because we fucking need this.
What did I miss?
So Martin Sheen, or whatever his name is, it's not Martin Sheen.
I think it is Martin Sheen, and that's what's so weird about his name.
I think that's Charlie Sheen's dad.
Yeah, I think they're both named that.
No, you can't have the same name as... His name's Michael Sheen.
Michael Sheen. Yeah.
So Michael Sheen is still in the cave, and he's got, and there's these two bats, and he's trying to learn bat so he can talk to them and find the way out.
Oh my
God. But the bats are talking amongst themselves, and we can't understand it. And then all of a sudden, you just see all these like eyes light up, and there's like hundreds and hundreds of bats, and they all attack him.
Yeah, because this poor guy is stuck on an island with his legs broken after he fell in a hole forever. So what we needed as a children's movie was to see bats mercilessly kill him. That's how we needed Doolittle. That's what we needed at the end. Not an actual award ceremony for the brave duck with a peg leg, but we needed a murder at the end of the children's movie. Now we got it. Who the fuck was in charge of this?
I don't know. That guy, the director.
That was definitely a reshoot, too. Like, we definitely need to see this guy get killed by fucking bat.
Oh, yeah. You can even tell because the set looked super cheap. Right, Sarah? Am I right? Like, the rocks and shit?
It was really bad green screen and shit.
It just looked bad. That dude is a really good actor, too. I think this is the studio. And, I guess there was a lot of bad shit going on. The studio, the director, and even Downey Jr., man. Like, someone should have been like, this is not working.
They all took a month off. They just collected a paycheck. It seemed, there was no real heart or effort, I felt like, in this.
That's what kills me, because I like kids' movies. Like, I put off seeing all the animated shit. I go, I don't want to see that. And then when I watch them, any Pixar, anything, I like cry the whole time. I get super into them. Like most kids movies are done pretty well, and they have a lot of, what you need to be successful is like the heart, you know. And this movie had none of that. I didn't give a fuck about anybody really.
It had flashes of heart, but not it was enough close. To make you really like bring you in.
Like for that kid, I hate this kid. I'm dwelling on this kid. He was so bad. He just stupid look on his face the whole movie. For that kid to abandon his entire existence to do this, and we're supposed to believe he really cares about animals, maybe like the uncle and the cousin could have been more abusive.
Like, wait, what do you want him to do? Beat up the shit out of him?
But they almost made them nice. They're like, you gotta put the squirrel out of its misery.
Here you and go. Then he's like, you know what they should have done? You know what they should have done? Because I don't think that the family didn't like the kid. Like, they were worried about it. There was like a weird scene somewhere in the beginning, like before they went to Buckingham Palace, where the kid's parents are like, I worry about him because like we're hunters and he just can't hunt and this and that. So they clearly have thoughts about him.
Well, that's his uncle and the cousin. Yeah. There's no parents. So make this kid an orphan or something. Where's his parents?
Or better yet, go ahead.
His mom's dead.
Who said that?
Why would he be living with his aunt and uncle if his mom was alive?
But why did when did they say that?
You just assume when somebody lives with their aunt and uncle that their mom's dead.
I didn't see anything about him living there. He's just out hunting with them.
Why would he be sleeping at their house?
Did he sleep at their house? I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, remember the dad is talking to his wife. And he says, I don't know with this fucking kid. We're hunters and he's setting the goddamn things free. I don't know how your sister could stand the damn kid. And then,
how did I miss this part?
Yes, that definitely happened.
And then he cut out of my version.
Fucking Disney.
So
Disney, your mom has to be dead.
So what?
This is the worst Iron Man movie I've ever seen.
What if the kid you hate leaves?
It's better than three.
What if the kid you hate, Ray, leaves the house, goes off with Doolittle, and the uncle and his cousin go off looking for him and start hunting down animals like they find him in this compound and they start like trying to hunt down the fucking giraffe and polar bear and gorilla and shit, and then...
Yeah, they're hunting the elephants.
That would have been cool.
That could have been cool.
The elephants that never were brought back into the film.
And then they, like, shoot one of the animals and almost dies, and they're like...
And then he has to save it. Like, at the end, they finally find him at that place, and he has to save the animal.
Yeah. And they should have, like, what they should have done, too, is had Doolittle go through a little bit more of, like, I don't want to be a doctor anymore. Like, he shouldn't even care about animals anymore, either, I think. Like, I know he doesn't care about, but he should fight a little bit more.
He was never like that.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, I'm not going to do this anymore. Okay, well, see ya.
And they're like, no, you have
to
do it.
Yeah, and he's like, all right, here I am, fixing animals again.
Yeah. I like how his lawyers were monkeys, though. That's pretty funny. Monkey lawyers.
Yeah, he's like, you're fired.
Yeah, yeah. And they're just sitting there eating paper.
So weird. So weird.
Yeah. Yeah. This wasn't great. I'm not happy I paid the $6.
I'm glad I didn't pay 10.
20.
Yeah, we would have spent like $40 if we saw us the movies between.
Yeah, we would have. I would have got like 3 different refreshments.
I would have had to use the public toilet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, again, I didn't hate this movie. I mean, it could have used some help. I just don't know where. This isn't like my wheelhouse. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know.
No, I think we all brought up good points, and it really stems like it stems from the fact that like it's just. It's 5 different feels of a movie.
It's just like, it's Mad Libs is a great way to describe it. A coherent plot, like a straight through script and plot where it was like point A, point B, point C, point D. That would have saved this fucking movie. And it wouldn't have even saved the movie because I still would have complaints of some of these performances. But a plot where each step made sense, but none of it just was like a bunch of shit thrown at us. Like,
yeah, and there's no excuse for these poor performances other than the no name extras. Like, I mean, I expect that from those 2 kids, but like not from the rest of the cast. And that's what I feel.
But to
like
me, what bothers me again about the 2 kids is they were Universal was trying to do a Pirates of the Caribbean formula.
Yes.
Like, it was like, now he's Jack Sparrow. Now there's the boy, though. The boy is the hero, but Jack Sparrow is like the guy who gets us there. And now the girl's going to be the boy's love interest. So do it then. Why the fuck did you, like, first off, hire 2 people who could fucking act. Why did you hire these kids? And then also let them be in the fucking movie and have the movie have a point.
Yeah.
Maybe the queen and the girl, they got a hot, they get moved by the villains.
So basically Ray wants more of the 12-year-old girl, which I didn't want to bring up, but yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, it could have been cast better.
They could have gone swimming.
What? The characters could have been used better. The kid just making it. I wish you guys could see my face. The kid goes, ooh, ooh, for 2 hours. He makes the stupidest fucking face.
He does.
I couldn't believe it. Face. I was 20 minutes into the film and I was like, okay, he's making a stupid face on the lawn. Now he's making a stupid face in the house. Oh, now he's going to jump in the trunk and stow away and make a stupid face inside the trunk. Also, the kid was a stowaway. He was never supposed to be there. So why wouldn't they just have him stow away until the boat?
Exactly.
And then the girl was always supposed to be the adventurer. And now the kid's along too. They didn't even want him. And now he's going to prove himself. It's like, a no-brainer.
Why did the bird think he was so fucking special that they had to go to his house and get him?
I know. I know. And she's like, she says that. She goes, I've only seen 2 people ever like you. And she's talking about Doolittle and his wife. I'm like, you didn't see him do anything except shoot the squirrel and then drag it here.
Yeah.
Is that what Doolittle and his wife did? They stomp a fucking snake to death and then bring it back to life? It's like, oh, what a gift, man. He picked up a squirrel he shot and brought it to someone else to fix. Clearly, what a gift he has.
Yeah, I would have liked way, like, the ultimate goal of the movie may have been, like, could still have been him finding a cure for the queen, which I'm still not sure I like that plot.
Why was the queen 26 years old?
I know.
But why didn't they just use an old queen? It's a movie. It's a kid's movie. Just use an old lady. You know why? Because if they made three more of these, the queen would have been Robert Downey's new love interest. That fucking why. I'm telling you right now. Because I was like, what the fuck? This casting makes no sense.
And why? She's sick, so she calls her vet?
Yeah, right. It makes no sense.
Because she's a dog.
The vet?
And other guy, the guy poisoning her is her doctor.
Yes.
So she's like, I got to send. At least they could have said she suspects her doctor is poisoning her. That's why she secretly sent this girl to get you.
Yeah, but why would you go and get your veterinarian still? Someone stop me. We've been robbed. Call the veterinarian.
better yet, I think he's been out of commission for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's the guy I want.
Now, would it have been corny if it was like the queen's dog or something? Like, that would make more sense. But would that be corny?
No, see, what would have made more sense, right, is if the doctor was never the bad guy. And when they get to the queen, the doctor is like, there's only one thing that can cure her, and it's what your wife was looking for on this island. Then it's like, then the doctor can tell him what the fuck is wrong with her. And that makes more sense for what they got to go. Because why?
I don't need the plot point of him fighting with the doctor at all.
Honestly, that dude is a really good actor, but yeah. His talent was wasted in that role.
Yes.
He had like one good joke, and it was really cornball. And it gets supervillains so fast. It's like, I'm a doctor, I'm poisoning her. No, I am a ship commander with the whole British Royal Army. Like, he was so evil so fast.
It didn't it made that at all.
It was so grandiose when it could have been anything else. Like, the fucking dragon could have been the main villain at the end, for all I care.
Or
dragon.
Like,
dragon's not even an animal.
I'm not even sure I want, like, a supervillain in this. Like, we have a task we need to save the queen, and we're going to find ourselves on the way. Like, Doolittle's going to get closer to humans again. That stupid little kid's going to learn how to take care of animals.
Right. And instead of bad guys being human, how about a lot of these goals are based on, like, we could learn something from a kid's movie. Oh, with this animal, this animal eats here, and we have to find this animal to get this task done because this animal's particular skill set helps us. So teach us about some fucking animals.
Yes.
Oh, an ostrich can go 60 miles an hour.
I want to learn shit. I watch National Geographic. I want to be entertained. I don't want to learn shit.
Kids' movie should be teaching you at least a little something.
No.
A kids' movie? No.
A kids' movie?
Gremlins.
What the fuck did I learn from Gremlins?
Gremlins isn't really a kids' movie.
Fuck it. The fuck it ain't.
You're. No. It's too scary.
Dude, I was watching that movie when I was 4 years old.
Right, but it's still a scary movie.
Are you getting scared now? It sounds like it in your voice.
Yeah. Listen, just keep Gremlins away from me.
You always got to bring up the Gremlins. I need Dr. Doolittle. Where's Dr. Doolittle?
I always like Gremlins 2 better anyway.
The new batch?
Yeah. No, the other Gremlins 2.
Well, it's called. You can say the whole fucking title if it's your favorite. I
don't have to say all. I don't have to say shit, bitch. I'll say whatever I want.
So also, maybe the doctor that they should have done is the doctor could have like went along with him. And we don't know he's the bad guy.
Right. See, that would have been really good. Now you're thinking.
Yeah.
And then he could have been even more comic relief.
Right.
Yes.
He could have been bumbling around and getting hurt.
Yeah.
Dumb fucking movie.
I still liked it better than the new Star Wars.
I did not like it better than the new Star Wars. I like it better than the new second Star Wars.
The Last Jedi?
No, the other one. The middle one.
Yeah, The Last Jedi.
Is that what that one was called?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I liked it better than that one.
Yeah, I just watched Rise of the Skywalker yesterday. Oh, my God.
I still have not seen it.
Oh, it's horrible.
I figured.
The same thing as Endgame for me. Like, there was a ton of fan service. I loved it.
Yeah, but, like, they tried to make, like, they tried to, like,
what else was I going to yell about?
Oh, okay, sorry. Go ahead. We'll talk about Star Wars.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
You know what?
You were real passionate.
Why don't maybe we do a Star Wars episode? Is it worth an episode?
Ray's turn next week.
I don't care. We can do that. I liked it, but
what is that noise?
Well, my dog's drinking water. I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I got trains. I got
the dog. I thought my
she's thirsty.
I thought my bubble bath was leaking.
The water's going away. It's cold in here.
Yeah. My dick's not floating.
What would your perfect movie be?
A talking animal movie? Perfect movie?
Yeah.
What's the perfect?
I put a lot of thought into mine, but it was just to ask you guys yours.
What, go?
Beastmaster 2.
Oh, my God. Chipmunks,
like the new one or the old one?
No, you know what it is? You know what it is, dude? Babe?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever sat down and gave Babe a real watch.
Oh, Babe's a good movie.
Wow,
dude.
You know what? That's a really good juxtaposition for this. Because it's like a journey kind of film, too. No?
No, yeah, you're the Babe Pig in the City.
Pig in the City.
The first one's just on the farm.
Well, Milo and Otis is a good movie, and they're traveling the whole time.
They don't talk.
Milo and Otis don't talk. But in the original Dr. Doolittle, the animals don't talk either. It's just Dr. Doolittle talks to the animals.
Yeah, but I thought we were talking about the perfect talking animal movie.
Well, perfect movie compared to this movie. It could be a variation on it. Beastmaster's animals don't talk.
Well, then how can it be the perfect talking animal movie?
Because you said it that way. Just because you phrased it that way doesn't mean that's what we're looking at. How about the perfect movie where a guy can talk to animals? If I phrase it that way, now we can pick whatever we want, and your rule is gone.
Okay, Jesus. Oh, shit, calm down. In that case, it's Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch is a good one, but he can't talk to Hooch.
He talks the fucking thing. He tells him not to bite. He tells him be good.
I just watched that the other night.
Oh, I loved it.
I couldn't believe a dog died. I didn't remember that from being a kid.
I made Amanda watch it for the first time like last year. She started crying. I'm like, oh,
I couldn't believe it.
I loved it.
What's another good one? You said Chipmunks?
Jungle Book.
No. Milo and Otis. Jungle Book's a good... Oh, man. The original Jungle Book? So good. How about Homeward Bound?
Now we're just naming just movies. Oh, yeah. They talk in that.
Yeah, that one's good. How about Look Who's Talking Now?
Oh, God, no. Did you ever see Watership? You ever see Watership Down?
You know I've never seen that.
Oh, man, that movie's awesome.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty incredible.
It's fucked up.
Sarah, what's your perfect movie?
See, I wasn't really looking at it like an animal thing. Like, that just goes hand in hand with Doolittle. I was just thinking like a family movie.
Family movie?
Yeah. And I mean, like, I just feel like it.
Jungle Book?
Yeah, Jungle Book's pretty good.
Jungle Book is like a person who talks to animals.
What about George of the
Jungle? George of the Jungle's
great.
What about Jungle to Jungle?
What one?
What about Jungle to Jungle?
Jungle to Jungle. Is that Tim Allen and that kid?
Yeah, what about Jungle Fever?
Jungle Fever is a good one. What about Who's the Man?
More Money.
Booty Call?
Yeah, that's a good family film.
What's the other good one that I was just thinking of in my brain?
Was it Belly?
Belly? Yeah, Belly's a good one. I do love Homeward Bound. What was it? Oh, man, I had a good one.
The Zookeeper?
Is that Paul Blart?
Yeah, Paul Blart talks to animals in that one.
And Kevin James is in the old Dr. Doolittle with Eddie Murphy, right?
Is he?
I think he's one of those animals.
I think you're thinking of Hitch.
But
what is happening?
Oh, King of Queens. That's what I was thinking of.
I was thinking of Air Bud.
Air Bud. That's a good one. Beethoven. Oh, Harry and the Hendersons is always one of my favorites.
What about Bingo? Remember Bingo?
Which one was Bingo?
It was the dog one. Remember, like, the hooker? And he ends up getting, like, a hooker, and she's, like, yelling at him?
No.
It was fucking weird, man.
Was Baby's Day Out?
Yeah, that had a gorilla in it, right?
I don't think it had any animals in it.
There was Polly. Remember that?
Oh, Dunstan Checked In.
Oh, yeah, with Jason
Alexander. That was a good... Jason Alexander. Well, this is our podcast.
And you know what else? Is they, none of the animals died. They should have had one of the animals die.
Yeah.
Because all good movies, like I'm just thinking about all these, I'm like, oh, yeah, and somebody dies at the end. You know what I mean? Like, there's always, like, you teach about that shit.
Some animals should have sacrificed.
Hello?
Finally, he's not. Because once he fights that tiger, it felt like halfway through the movie, it felt like we saw, like, a fucking another hour. He's pretty much done. So he should have sacrificed himself at the end and not being afraid, you know, and then he dies.
Yeah, and then Doolittle goes, well, you're cured because you're not scared anymore. And then he goes to the polar bear and the ostrich. You guys are your friends now.
Yeah.
And the polar bear is cold all the time. He didn't cure him at all. What a fucking quack.
Why is the polar bear cold?
Because it's funny.
It's supposed to be funny for kids.
Jesus.
He's just cold all the time. Because you can't see him. He's John Cena.
Yes, there's that too.
And the ostrich was, what's his face? That dude is great.
Yeah, he's the guy from Silicon Valley.
Yeah, he's really good. He's going to be in...
Stuber.
He's going to be in the Eternals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for that one.
The Marvel movie.
Yes, more Marvel movies.
He's all Jack now. He's like superhero Jack.
Man, I was just
saying... I know, you're so excited.
I was just saying the other day, Amanda, I was like, God damn, there's not enough Marvel movies.
I know. Black Widow got pushed back. I'm pretty sad about that. All right, what else would we do with this movie? Are we done with this movie?
I'm thinking we're done.
Hello?
Hey. Hello?
Yeah, I accidentally hung up.
Ah.
I got so excited for Black Widow. I was like, whoa.
I really wanted to watch the original Dr. Doolittle again, but it's I got to pay for Starz to watch it.
Oh, we haven't even talked about the Eddie Murphy one.
I don't think I've ever seen
it. I haven't seen that in years. I don't remember one part of that.
I remember enjoying it. I think it was better than this one, obviously, but
probably.
It doesn't take much to...
But that one, like, that one knows it's, like, audience too. You got the adult jokes and the young kid jokes too. It's like a good balance.
And that was more like a farce on the whole idea. You know what I mean? Like you get to see him going crazy. It was like an origin story more. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Which I did like in this one that I didn't have to sit through that again. Like they just start the story. It's not like, oh, okay, now we got to learn how he talks to. You know what I mean? It's like
yeah, but in this one they fucking make it a whole other thing. Like he learned how. Like he learned. Like he looks at an animal and knows how it talks. It's so annoying. He meets a dragon who no one's ever met a dragon before, and now he can talk to it.
Yeah. Well, he did write a paper on how they exist, so he might have some kind of idea of how they
talk.
Yeah,
but it was a theory. And then how about that he's like, oh, he wrote a paper on whales. And look at this, a theory about how dragons are real. And you're like, oh, I wonder what the fuck's going to happen in a half hour.
Well, they show the dragons in the trailer.
They did?
So it was yeah.
Yeah, because of look.
So it wasn't even like much of
the only trailer I saw was the one where he just opens the door and doesn't talk to anybody.
I guess I saw like a full length and they had like basically the whole story in it.
You get arrested, Goggles?
Yeah.
That's my whole on all the sounds today.
That was my whole response. Yeah.
He got the coconuts. Click clop, click clop.
I don't know. Man. I get anymore. I hear freaking police sirens. I get scared anymore, man.
I was just riding my horse into my kitchen.
Do you speak horse? When you say that, does that mean I need my blanket?
Right. It means I hate this movie. All
right. So.
The way I measure these movies is like if I would never watch it again, it's pretty much throwaway. And I don't think I'd ever watch this one again.
I'm not watching this again.
I would never watch it again. But like, if I was like if it was Thanksgiving and I was like, you know, they put it on for the kids, I wouldn't be like, oh, fuck this movie. I'd be like, all right, I can sit here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, if you put on like Star Wars, I'd be like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Or like the Emoji Movie or something. I think it was better than most kids' movies I've seen
recently. I don't know, man. There's some bad ones, but there's a whole realm of like amazing kids' movies that are like top tier, and this one does not make the cut.
Yeah. I mean, it was like a part, like I just watched where I watched Lego Movie 2. I didn't think that was much better.
Yeah, that's probably pretty bad. I haven't seen that one.
And that one does exactly what you were saying. It keeps shoving. Now, see, that one's the exact opposite. It just shoves morals down your throat like every 10 minutes. You know what I mean? Just, you know, I saw that. What else? That Trolls, the new Troll movie I saw. That was pretty bad, too.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah, no.
Did you guys watch The Wrong Missy?
No. Is that the new David Spade?
Yeah, dude, that movie. I really like that. It's so dumb. And I watched the trailer and told, I pretty much was like, okay, here's the plot, Amanda. Here's the entire movie. And like, I told her what the whole movie would be. We watched it. It was exactly how I said, but it was fucking, I thought it was fucking hilarious. I think you guys would find it funny.
I like David Spade. I don't know. I haven't watched it yet, though. We'll see.
The girl in it's like super funny.
What's it on?
Netflix. All right. It's like the number one movie. It's really funny. But. I don't think I have any taste in movies anymore, apparently. I've softened up in my old age.
No Star Wars, no Marvel. Doolittle was great. I love David Spade.
Seriously, I'd rather watch Doolittle than Endgame again.
How about, oh, you know what's a good dog movie? Lost and Found.
Oh, God.
David Spade and that French girl. And they put that Cottonmouth King song in there with all the rap parts.
And who else? Artie Lang was in that.
Was Artie Lang in that one?
Was that him? It was a fat guy.
It was like the friend. Going, oh, jeez, you're going to kidnap her dog?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. You got to go talk to that girl.
Look at me. I'm fat. Well, I fell over.
by comparison, you are much skinnier. Yeah, I am your friend. Welcome to the film.
Oh, it's scene 10. I'm back and I'm still fat. Whoops, I spilled something on my shirt. I'm so fat.
Look at me. I bet my nose will be gone in 20 years.
This movie's going to buy me so much cocaine. How am I so fat? Better switch to heroin.
The loss was my nose and the found was drugs.
And I'm still fat. Whoops, I spilled barbecue sauce in my pants. And I have a big meeting.
Never get so. Yeah, it's a great movie.
Wow, we're having a fun time today.
I don't even think that happens in that movie.
No, I don't remember.
The girl plays the cello.
Yeah, and he takes her to that. I remember he takes the dog and he takes her to that outdoor arena place, and she plays there. He like sneaks her in.
Yeah, it's a just sick movie. He holds the girl's dog hostage to get her to fall in love with him.
That was the 90s, man. You could do shit like that.
It's pretty fucking twisted. The Truth About Cats and Dogs is another good dog movie.
How about Cats and Dogs? Remember that movie?
I don't think I saw that one.
It's garbage.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Artie Lang is in Lost and Found.
Who's the fat guy then?
It's Artie Lang.
Oh, it is. Okay. I was just about to say it's the fat guy from Mad TV, but that's Artie Lang.
God, this is like, if I'm wrong, I'm leaving my house.
I was going to go ask my neighbor who it was.
I got to go upstairs. I'm going upstairs. Donk, 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 donk. No, I got to see my neighbor.
I got to ride my ostrich upstairs. Hold on. Didn't even get into that.
I fucking rides an ostrich. The ostrich was like, there's six horses right there. Why are you riding me, idiot?
That's so funny.
Because the polar bear and the fucking gorilla are in the carriage. There's not enough room. We got to bring those guys.
And the duck.
Why did the fucking polar bear and all those animals need to go to the fucking palace?
Because they're a team. They're a team. Do you not bring... If I'm going to solve a mystery, I'm bringing Scooby-Doo.
But he's a veterinarian. He's not Sherlock. He's not Sherlock Doolittle.
Yeah, Sherlock Doolittle and the polar compass. The golden compass. The Coca-Cola bear.
And frankly, if he's sick and he's cold all the time, why the fuck is he going on all these adventures?
And he just dives into the Atlantic Ocean. Like, that's not freezing cold. What a dipshit.
The dumb bear.
The stupid fucking bear. That's why they're going extinct. That whale scene was great, though. I would have liked more of that.
That whale? Whoa.
I did. Whoa. I had so much fun with that. Except for the part where they completely fail him and lose the rope, and then somehow he just climbs up the side of the boat and lives. He's like 10 miles past the boat already.
He's a good swimmer. He was an athlete. He was in the Olympics.
Yeah, he can talk to the kelp.
I thought the bear helped him.
No, the bear, they blew it. They dropped the rope.
The gorilla dropped the boat, but the bear was swimming in the ocean.
No, right, the bear jumped onto the boat to help them hold the rope.
Right, and then the rope breaks. So, like, they're flying. They're going 100 miles an hour pulled by a fucking blue whale.
Yeah, that's whale power. And
it's one whale power. That's like 60 billion horsepower. The whale, now that he's gone, and before he climbs up the side of a boat, which is very hard to do, he throws his scuba mask over, his 80-pound golden 1900 scuba mask, instead of just climbing. I know that's a dumb kids movie part, but I was like, maybe I could have used an explanation on... He could have just talked to a whale, and they could have just brought him on the boat.
Yeah,
or a dolphin, or a seagull, or anything.
They should have held that part out a little bit, so we thought he was dead, because, you know, we would all believe he was dead in the middle of the movie, but... And then,
right,
like,
and the kid could have been a leader.
And he has, like, two dolphins on his feet, like skis, and he's fucking, like, skiing off the back of the ship.
Right. And the kid could have been like, let's not get down, guys. What would Doolittle want us to do? We got to finish the journey. And then the kid could have had some sort of fucking character instead of this blank slate of a stupid-looking white kid who just sucks. He's the fucking worst. I want to cut him out of this movie completely. I hate that
kid.
Cut his face off.
I want him to die. I wish he was dead. I wish he was dead in real life.
I wish I'm going to shove a... bagpipe up his ass.
What did the
this little kid really did little?
Who said? Did someone say we were going to be dancing on Doolittle's grave?
No.
He's like, let me out of here. Did the Will Arnett rabbit say that?
Yes, I think so.
He said, help me out, and he said, I'll be dancing on your fucking grave tonight, bitch. That was the funniest part of the whole movie. This rabbit, the Will Arnett rabbit with an eye patch who is in prison, who hates Dr. Doolittle for some reason in their past.
You know,
that could have been its own movie. I want to see a movie about that rabbit.
You know, I lie. There was one part that I did kind of snicker at, but I could only snicker because it went past so fast that I couldn't really laugh. And it was on that fucking Antonio Banderas Island. And I think it was like when the guards find fucking Robert Downey Jr. and drag him out of that hole, and they're like, freeze. And then he touches the machete, and they're like, don't touch. And then immediately cuts away.
That was funny as hell.
Are you making fun of me?
No, I thought that I thought there was a lot of funny stuff
in this
movie.
I can't tell.
I would like this movie.
I didn't hate it.
I thought that part was funny.
I like when Dr. Doolittle gets ready for the world, too. They still have him have his hair all fucked up. Just so
cool.
When then he gets on the boat and he's like, yeah, parrot, trim my hair with your mouth. And then everyone in the boat goes, hey, what are you doing? And he goes, private conversation. That part made me laugh. Like, hey, you let the parrot cut your hair with a beak? Private conversation. It's all about your business.
Or when the gorilla, when they in the beginning when they're playing chess, like, especially now. At first I was like, is the gorilla going to take a shit?
Oh, yeah.
The chessboard? Like, what's the gorilla
doing? That would have
been
better. Let's just set the tone right, being in the movie.
Yeah, and I'm like, there's no way that would happen. Not in this movie. And then after I see the movie, I'm like, that totally could have and should have happened.
And then the mouse checkmates the other mouse and just beats the fuck out of the mouse with a fucking mallet. What is the benefit to using the mice as slaves to play chess? That doesn't seem like a benevolent animal lover. Seems like a real jerk-off move. And then the mice just beat the shit out of each other. Just play chess. You can just move the piece with your fucking lazy hand.
Right. Are you going to play chess with regular pieces or mice that are going to beat each other to death?
I'm going to play with regular pieces if I love mice.
Nah, I'm going with the mice beating the shit out of each other.
That's why you're not Dr. Doolittle.
No.
Yeah, and I should be. I love mice.
Okay.
So we're done here.
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
This podcast is just for us now.
We've probably done like 20 minutes ago.
Just our human contact once a week.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Dr. Doolittle. This is Tony Goggles signing off.
It was called Doolittle.
Yeah, it's just Doolittle. Get the name right. You like this movie so much, Anthony.
It was originally called The Voyage of Dr. Doolittle. And it changed the name.
Remember the part where the rabbit's like, oh, did Doolittle just take a poo-poo in his pants?
It's a little doo-doo. I think that Dr. Doolittle did a little doo-doo, guys. He's like, who are you talking to?
That was so funny.
That rabbit needs a spinoff, bro. I'll go see that.
He took a doo-doo.
He's a little doo-doo, huh? Guys, look at the stupid doctor. Look how scared he is to die.
This episode's never going to end.
There's a whole tiger in there.
He's scared to die. What a loser.
Dumb fuck is scared to die. What a pussy.
Oh, and remember the funny part where the dog's like, all right, I'll mark the perimeter. And he starts wiping his ass all over the floor.
I know. I don't even remember that part.
That definitely happened.
That was funny, too.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks for listening.
All right, we're out of here.
Nobody listened to this one.
No, nobody cares. We can't even get people to listen in quarantine. The only thing worse than this movie is our podcast about it.
What they should have done.
You've been listening to What They Should Have Done.
What They Should Have Done.
Raymond Strife, Sarah Casey, Tony G. These people are fabulous. I know them very well, and I'll tell you what, they're going to make podcasting great again.
And cut!